From KXCI, I'm Marisa Orr, and you're listening to Tucson Voices. Indigenous Peoples Day honors and acknowledges the history of Native Indigenous people, whose presence has been around since time immemorial. For the past 3 years, President Biden issued proclamations recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday of October. Today, about 29 states and Washington, D.C. eliminated the celebration of Columbus Day. A local organization named Alianza Indígena Sin Fronteras, also known as Indigenous Alliance Without Borders, has held an Indigenous Peoples Day celebration in South Tucson for 10 years. Although this is the 10th year of celebrating, this has been a continuing conversation for many, says Sharon Ramon of the Tohono-O'odham Nation.
That is always an ongoing discussion from elders to young people, and just that hope that eventually we will get the proper recognition, the proper day to let everybody know that we do exist.
Sharon Ramon has attended the event for 2 years and says Indigenous Peoples Day reminds her of the existence of Native people.
Tribes still exist despite of what they've gone through, what they've been put through, that it still exists, and there should be more acknowledgement to not only the surrounding tribes but tribes throughout the United States and Mexico.
The Indigenous Peoples Day event welcomes everyone from the community to attend, like this newcomer who wished to stay anonymous.
It feels a little bit like home, like a homecoming. This is my first time attending, so I wasn't really sure what to expect besides the fact that I'd feel more connected to my ancestors.
Growing up, she says her lineage didn't have teachings about her Indigenous ancestors, which is why she visited the event to become more educated.
To learn from the community is kind of what I'm leaning on right now. So that's why I came out here today, is just to connect more with the Indigenous culture.
People attend the Indigenous Peoples Day event for many reasons, like this community member who spoke with me.
My name is Victor Bostic, and I'm a proud Pascua Yaqui descendant, otherwise known as the Yoeme or the Hiyaki tribe.
Victor Bostic says he feels a lot of peace and joy while being at the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration.
To be honest, my family grew up very sheltered from our Indigenous background, and so being able to reconnect with it and just to be surrounded by like-minded individuals is really just like coming back home in a way. For me, representation wasn't always there growing up, and so this is kind of our representation, you know? There's more of it than we've seen within some of our lifetimes, and I'm just happy to be a part of the community.
The Indigenous Peoples Day celebration from Alianza Indígena Sin Fronteras is a way to be educated about the beauties and anecdotes of Indigenous people and cultures, says Victor Bostic.
There's so much vibrancy within this community. Of course, we have people dancing, we have music going, we have food, the smells of the fry bread. It's just delicious. It's amazing. There's so much warmth here. There's a lot of laughter, a lot of storytelling, a lot of sharing, and there's also some somber energy now and then, of course, when we recollect about our histories. But at the end of the day, we're able to come out stronger because of that. So here we are.
More information about Alianza Indígena Sin Fronteras can be found at indigenousalliance.org. This story is available on the Tucson Voices program page at kxci.org. From KXCI Tucson, I'm Marisa Orr.